I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I called Lisa lovely a minute ago, and then, like, you would think I talked about her boobs or something. That's the time we live in now. You can't even say that a woman's lovely.
Not from me.
No, not from you. Chuck made a deal. I'm going to call HR.
Yes, we all know what's going on here.
We always have those seminars, and you're having a big old can of
worms. But that's crazy. You can't even say a woman's lovely anymore without people raising an eyebrow.
Well, not as a man.
You can. It's okay. It's all right.
We'll see. I get the right guy in here saying,
you talk about
lovely.
My dick on the air, but I can't say exactly. Lisa's lovely.
You could go to HR.
You obviously like it.
You could go to HR.
You go to HR. Nothing's stopping you. And your big,
go to HR as the show.
Listen, Chuck talks about my penis on the air.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's happened on shows.
Oh, it has. You're right.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, someone decides they want some money.
Yeah.
We all get called into HR to tell our sides of the story about hearing Chuck talk about Dave's
penis. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They do the investigation.
Dale, I'll tell you one thing. Dave will have to take the elevator upstairs. He'll trip over it.
Oh, for
he tries
sakes.
To take the stairs.
Anywho, it is Dave and Chuck the Freak. If I haven't said it, welcome to the show.
Yes, welcome.
Yes.
Appreciate you being here. You know what I realized that too, besides that whole HR issue, is that born in Ireland, living there for a few years, moving to Canada, and now in the States, that there are certain things you guys grew up with that I didn't grow up with, like Yoo-Hoo.
Oh, you never had Yoo-Hoo?
So, honestly, to this day, I've never tried a Yoo-Hoo.
It's just like chocolate milk?
It's just chocolate milk.
It's not. It's
just, what
I
is
didn't,
it?
I've always thought it's just chocolate like milk. Cheap chocolate
it's
milk.
It's a chocolate drink.
Because it's
chocolate
not refrigerated,
milk.
Right?
Yeah. Well, no, I
is
think
it,
it is.
It doesn't need to be refrigerated, but it tastes best refrigerated. It's essentially chocolate Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never had it. I've never had it.
I've definitely had it.
I tell you what was weird is as a young fat kid, I'll tell you a Yoo-Hoo story. Gather around.
Here we are.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Campfire.
Get in
are you
here.
Ready?
Yeah.
So when I was a little fat kid, I've always loved chocolate milk. You know this about me.
Yes.
So true.
Still to this day.
And I was like, Yoo-Hoo, not legit. Then one day, I got a Yoo-Hoo.
Yeah.
When I had a paper route, I got a Yoo-Hoo. And I drank it. I got to tell you, it's pretty goddamn good.
This was as a child.
This
you had
as a child, yeah.
Do you think if you had a Yoo-Hoo, do they still make Yoo-Hoo?
Yeah, well, I bring it up because I just saw they're just releasing vanilla Yoo-Hoo.
Ooh, that's
do you think
a
if
long
you had
time.
It now as an adult, you would like it as much?
I think that I would probably not hate it.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
I don't remember hating it. I don't remember loving it.
Yeah.
I just remember it was.
I've always had an issue with stuff that wasn't milk, kind of masquerading
as
milk.
Yeah, yeah, just be milk.
Just be milk or don't be. If you're not milk, you ain't milk.
Well, and it's not milk because they call it a vanilla drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, chocolate drink.
Chocolate drink, vanilla drink.
Yeah.
So I like that.
So
idea.
They say the chocolate drink you love so much as a kid, despite having no idea what it was actually made of. But they have just released a new flavor.
What is it made of?
I don't know.
What's it made of?
I remember reading the ingredients as a kid, too, and it had, like, whey protein.
Yeah.
Things of this nature.
This is a 1928 drink.
Yeah. Yeah, they used to just put Coke and stuff back then.
They were trying to find something that wouldn't spoil.
Yeah.
Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo is made from, the number ingredient is water, then high fructose corn syrup, whey from milk, less than 2% of cocoa, non-fat dry milk, natural and artificial flavors.
It's fake.
It's fake-ass food.
It's just fake.
Fake-ass food from the 40s.
Yeah. 40s. So, but the company's from the 20s. Oh, so they didn't start it until the 40s?
I almost guarantee it's all war-based.
Yeah, it's 40s. They started to
send it to them.
Yeah. It was all, everyone's getting ready for the war back then. They needed to figure out food that wouldn't spoil.
Yeah, probably. I love this Reddit forum. What the, is you?
I like that for Ask an American. That's a great
subreddit.
That's a great subreddit. I'm talking about you. Let me break it down for you.
Freaky dinky Europeans.
It's a chocolate Kool-Aid.
So they actually got sued for millions of dollars a few years ago because they said it was 99% fat-free. But it is not.
Oh, they can't be saying that. You're lying.
Well, you're either fat-free or you're not, you know? Like, saying 99% is a real risk, because I can just prove that you're 2%.
Yeah, you're 2% fat.
And then you're in big trouble.
They say, portraying Yoo-hoo as healthy and nutritious is deceptive and misleading for kids and adults.
Well, you can definitely guarantee it's not.
It is not healthy.
Dr. Pepper Snapple makes it now.
Ask an American.
Ask an American. What the is Yoo-hoo?
Sit down in your tight pants. I'll tell you about
Yoo-hoo. Hey, tighten your scarf a little bit.
Hold on. Let me eat this gigantic meal.
So they had an article from 1986 about Yoo-hoo.
Yes.
And it was like, look out, Coke and Pepsi, because here comes Yoo-hoo.
Oh, that's wrong.
They thought that they were.
Oh, yeah.
They're from the 40s. They're going to take down.
We're taking down the 86.
Some newspaper guy in the 80s was like, I got a great story.
Yeah.
You're never going to believe it. I'm you who's going to take down Coke and Pepsi. I know it.
And then, you know, at Coke, they were like, they cut the article out.
Yeah, they were like,
you who thinks they're going to take us down? You got Pepsi changing their whole thing, the choice of a new generation crap.
What are we going to do?
What are we? We're Coke, God damn it.
No one takes us down.
Yeah, nobody takes us down.
We killed the guy who came up with new Coke a couple of years ago. We literally killed him.
I think that the man who invented Yoo-hoo and is in charge now will meet his demise with polar bears.
Yes.
We'll send a whole bunch of polar bears after him.
Yeah, there's some American things I would say that I've never really, like, I've never in my life had, like, hot dogs and mac and cheese, like, hot dogs cut up in mac and cheese. That's never been a thing in my life. I've never
tried
it.
I've never done it either. No.
What is it?
Crazy.
Like mac and cheese with hot dogs mixed in?
No,
like
I don't do that.
Mixed in?
If I was going to cut hot dogs up, I was doing the old wieners and beans.
That was a staple of my single life cuisine.
I was doing beans. Yeah.
That's gross.
I love wieners and beans.
I love wieners and beans,
all
too.
All things I thought of as, like, so American when I was a kid.
That's what you think American?
Yeah.
No.
Because it was just never stuff I grew
that.
Up with.
I never ate that one day in my life.
Nope, no. And moon pies. I've never had a real... I've had, like, a moon pie from a bakery, like their version. But I've never had the real moon pie.
They're okay.
Not as good as mac and cheese with hot dogs.
No. Are they just boiled, or they don't cook in the mac and cheese?
No, just boil them.
Microwave them and then just cut them.
Oh, okay. I'd boil the dogs, chop them up, and they'd get weird after.
Yeah, what you see when I pull them out of the microwave.
Yeah.
You
know. And then you threw them in the beans.
I haven't had that in a long time. I don't mix stuff like that.
I don't mix that either.
Oh, it's so
never
good.
In my life.
That's hot such a
beans.
Good.
Hot dogs and beans is much better than hot dogs and mac and cheese, I'll say.
Yeah.
I'll even take, like, baked beans and put them on my hot dog.
Yeah. Oh, I would do the same thing.
So good.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like chili. Like, you'd put chili on there.
Ooh, people put hot dogs in SpaghettiOs.
Well, they don't. They come like that.
Oh, yeah, you can buy them with that.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
You can buy it in a can?
Yes.
Dave laughed at me. He's like, damn.
He's like, you idiot.
They come like
you dummy. You're so stupid.
I can't imagine canned hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
Do some more drugs.
It wasn't directed at you. It was just the whole thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't believe that. Someone says because you didn't grow up poor. I did grow up poor, actually. That wasn't on our. It was like as American, like non-Americans, we had different poor things.
But I mean, I'm born and raised in America.
In America,
I've never had SpaghettiOs with hot dogs I grew up middle class, and we just, you know, how do you know how cheap it is to make a spaghetti sauce?
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. That's all I hate, honestly. When I was a little kid, like my parents were poor, was just spaghetti.
It's cheap. Constantly. It's the cheapest thing.
The cheapest
you can make.
Spaghetti.
And this body was built on spaghetti as a youth.
Oh, I love spaghetti, though.
Look what happened.
Someone said hamburger in mac and cheese is awesome. And then mac and cheese, baked beans, and hot dogs all mixed together.
That's not even crazy.
That's too much. That's like a plate of throw up.
Someone said add peas to your mac and cheese.
Oh, get out of here.
You take your peas. You take your peas.
I've done that before.
And you just move to another country.
I've done that before, you guys. I don't care. I'll say it. I don't care.
What have you done?
I've added peas to my mac and cheese. That's really good.
Lisa was rolling up her sleeves.
Care.
Yeah,
I don't care what y'all say.
I'm gonna tell you straight up. I put peas in mac and cheese.
Don't get all upset if James puts a hot dog in his because.
I wasn't
peas
upset.
Is disgusting.
I wasn't upset. I just said I never did it.
Dave was. Mac and cheese.
Peas is.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. I've had it like on the side with it, like as a vegetable.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But I'll mix it in and it's good.
You're going to sit there and call somebody I will say this. Peas and mac and cheese.
If I've had mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese with peas in my plate for years. I'll kill you. I'll kill you dead. I don't care. I'll say it.
And
I've never had a side with mac and cheese.
Whatever.
Ooh, this person puts tuna fish in it.
I'm sassy, Lisa.
Yeah.
No. I don't care. Deal with it. I just be how I live in.
Drop the peas right in. Peas, mac and cheese.
I don't do it every time. I can't even imagine
if I like went to Lisa's place and I was like,
I don't serve it like that.
I know.
I mean, if it's homemade, I don't do that. But if it's like a box thing and it's just like that's on the side, that I'll do that.
You'll throw some peas in. Other people put tuna fish in.
Don't do that.
I've had that before too.
Really?
Yeah, it's not like some of these.
That's like
are
a
meals.
Casserole almost.
Kind
like
of, yeah.
Like well, you're
that's what
it
I would have thought the peas is doing.
Yeah, and that's a that's
you know like
kind of that vibe.
That's how
probably.
My mom made tuna casseroles. She made. Yeah. She had the stuff with
and
peas
I like that.
And
tuna, I like
tuna
casserole.
With the
I do too.
With the
I have to say.
And yeah.
I don't mind it. It reminds me of being a kid.
Scrambled eggs and hot dogs.
Yeah, my dad made that once. It was disgusting.
So, Lisa, people call it cheesy peasies.
Cheesy peasies.
No, I want to call it that now.
Cheesy peasies.
I like it.
Yeah. Who wants some cheesy peasies?
I'm just like, she's like, I'll say it. I don't care.
I knew, though, the room would go crazy.
Well, I did.
I'm like, whatever.
I
don't care.
I don't, I'll say I like peas. I like peas.
I don't give a F.
Put peas and stuff.
Like peas.
Crispy fried chicken and mac and cheese is amazing and with hot sauce on it.
Mm. Fried chicken? What'd they say?
Right, crispy fried chicken in your mac and cheese.
Yeah, we put chicken in there.
Wouldn't be bad, I don't think.
Yeah, everyone's calling it cheesy peasies.
Really?
Cheesy peasy mac
thing,
and cheesy.
Huh?
Yeah, cheesy peasies.
Why didn't
man, I
call it
I
that?
Can't
I missed
even,
out on years of calling it that.
My brain didn't even think it... of it as a possibility. I think that's why I was so shook by it because, and I get it that in like tuna casserole, there's peas, but I just would in all the times I'm like, I'm going to have some mac and cheese. Number one, I don't think like if I make mac and cheese to make mac
around.
And cheese, I've never had a side with it.
Yeah.
Now I've had mac and cheese as a side, but
right,
if
right.
I make it mac and cheese for my meal, that's all I'm eating.
Yeah.
Shells and cheese with peas is lit.
Yes. Yep.
Is lit.
I've done that.
I like that. I'd eat that.
Yep.
That's probably the only way I'd like peas.
I don't like
salmon
too many
mac
peas.
And cheese.
What?
Salmon mac and cheese.
No,
thank you.
I'd rather have a hot dog in there than
I'm just blown away they make SpaghettiOs with hot dogs.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're still trying to wrap your brain around that one, huh?
Whoa.
Mac and cheese with cottage cheese?
What? Nope.
That's disgusting.
Nope.
You're gross.
I don't like cottage cheese.
Cheesy peasy with hot dogs.
I like cottage cheese, but I like it cold and regular.
Mac and syrup. Mac and cheese and syrup. No, go to hell.
That's crazy.
That's bizarre.
Fried Spam and mac and cheese is where it's at.
Nope.
That's just like hot dogs, though.
Yeah,
honestly,
I guess.
Fried Spam is just a hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd eat a hot dog and then have mac and cheese with it.
Yeah.
Would you ever take some? Oh wow,
cheesy peasy mac and cheesy. Yeah, people are doing everything.
That blew my mind. Just blew
the Hispanic version puts Vienna sausages in there, they say.
Oh, somebody puts, I do this. It's a weird thing. I don't really like to talk about it, but sometimes I'll...
just be proud.
Yeah, right.
Own it.
I don't care.
Own it.
I don't care. Sometimes I put A1 sauce in my mac and cheese. So what?
Whoa.
A1.
So what?
I've never done
barbecue
that.
Barbecue it up, huh? You spice it up.
So what?
A1 sauce is so
good. That'd be really good, I think.
Might be good, yeah.
It's really good, actually.
I like A1
sauce. I don't care.
Okay, you got it. Own it.
That's what my dad would put on his spam.
Oh, A1 sauce? Dude, I love A1 sauce.
A1 sauce is awesome.
It's legit. Like, Dad, you're not really kicking that up.
It's good in a Bloody Mary. It's good on goddamn everything.
And I didn't mean to start something just talking about Yoo-Hoo, and then we went into...
Yeah, what do we... How do we get down this road?
It went down and drank a Yoo-Hoo before.
It was America, because we found that thing, and then what's American food, and then...
Growing up poor, and all sorts of crazy business.
Yeah.
Ask an American. I love that.
But, like, when you think about what Dave's family would have done, they would have taken, like, baked beans and just put it on toast.
Yeah, beans on toast.
Which is like, that to me also was a crazy idea.
We all have our middle class, lower class food things that we have, right? The super cheap things that you can make. And that was one. Yeah, baked beans. Heinz baked beans on toast is something that we'd have.
As an American, I found out later in life that it seems like anybody that has like European ties and things, they love their beans, man. There's always beans and
oh my God, I love beans.
Those are goddamn baked beans.
Almost any kind of bean.
Their new motto now is own it.
Own it.
Own it.
Peas and mac and cheese.
You know what I do?
It's a weird thing, though.
It's awesome. I take a stand on.
I'm sick of it. I don't care.
You should push yourself back.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it. I'm just going to say it. Put peas in there.
Yeah. She's like, I know everybody's going to have
my
jaw.
My jaw dropped.
I was like, of course, he has the biggest freak out.
Other people are saying peas and mac and cheese. I don't do that. God bless.
But that's like when the cheesy mashed potato or the cheesy potatoes were put, eggs were added into it. I'm like, what the F?
Cheesy potatoes, eggs were added?
Yeah. And I was like, what are you doing?
I guess it's kind of like breakfast.
Well, it is.
Yeah. There's an amazing amount of people that put eggs in their mac and cheese too, like scrambled eggs or cut up eggs. I don't need that.
That's weird.
I don't need that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I can't imagine being a doctor, just some of the stuff they have to do, but this is above and beyond. A doctor on a flight from China to New York saved an elderly passenger's life. The guy on the flight realized he couldn't pee. The old guy.
Yes.
And was calling out for help.
Help! I cannot pee, help! Anyone on this plane?
You hear that?
I cannot pee. Oh, I have to pee so bad, but I can't.
Martha, give me that straw.
My prostate's the size of a Buick. Oh. Oh.
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
Somebody help.
That's what happened.
So. Oh,
there we go.
The doctor The doctor created a makeshift device to suck the pee out with his mouth.
What?
Yeah.
I'm a doctor.
Finally, oh thank God.
Hi, what's your problem?
Well, I have to pee really bad and I can't pee.
Well,
something's all blocked in there.
I've made a little device I call a very long straw.
Oh, you're an inventor. That isn't you didn't invent the straw. What is that? Whoa. What are you doing there? Whoa.
Get that in
here. Your hands are cold. Just, ooh.
Oh, God. It's a weird reenactment. I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, I am too.
I'm rarely uncomfortable.
I am too.
But
you think you guys are good? How do you think we feel? Just doing our job. There you go.
Oh, goodness.
Spit it out. Thanks.
Oh, good.
There.
Sorry about how ammonia-y that was.
Oh, that's perfect.
Imagine old man Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's been in there forever.
For a while, right?
It's been in there.
It's almost like
it's
wine.
Brown. I bet it's
like a pea wine.
It's a brown wine.
Like a pea scotch.
It was almost a liter.
A liter. It was all bagged up. I am so thankful for you and your straw, fella.
Kind of what I like to do.
Oh.
The unnamed passenger ran into trouble about the 10-hour mark into the China Southern Airlines flight to New York this week. He complained to cabin crew and fellow passengers that he couldn't urinate. They still had 6 hours left.
He was just telling everybody. Flight,
everybody around him. He just needed help, right?
Where are you flying?
So is this like, you know, like you hear about the guys who need the catheters and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, that it's on TV at night. So is that what this is all about? Like, you can't pee anymore, so you got to shove something up there so you can?
I think so.
Man, that sucks.
The pilot put out an announcement asking for medical assistance.
Who here sucks pee?
We need somebody to suck a liter of pee out of this little man. Who can do it? Who?
Oh, man.
We'll give you a voucher.
Who among us?
I just like that he was telling everyone, where are you flying to? Tacoma? Is that your last stop?
Or? Yeah, I'm going to go there, and I got some business to do.
I have so much piss in me right now. I have to pee so bad.
Well, just go. I mean,
I
the
can't.
Bathrooms.
It's like when I try, it's just nothing.
Hey. Anyone? Hi, is that something we can help you with?
Yeah, I had like five Bloody Marys.
And I said you couldn't pay.
I can't. That's why there's a liter in
You're
there.
You're going to drink.
So the passenger was placed on the floor of the airplane on his side. The doctor had to assess the situation quickly.
Assess me.
He saw that the bladder was so full it could rupture.
Oh.
And that could possibly be fatal. It was bloated. He couldn't sit still. He was sweating a lot.
Oh, I'm sweaty.
The family said he does have a history of prostate enlargement, so they suspected that was actually causing his urinary retention. So the doctor punctured the passenger's bladder and improvised a makeshift catheter using a plastic tube from a portable oxygen cylinder they had on the plane.
So he just jabbed something. Of it. Come on.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Ah, why?
Man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh,
oh my God, you guys.
Oh, he's drinking it.
He's not drinking it. He's got a cup.
He's drinking it.
He's sipping and spitting.
Oh, this might make me puke.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Oh, that was very quick. They didn't show
we don't need to see. They won't show him spit it out.
They're trying to siphon gas out of a gas tank.
Yeah. It's like when I have to start my fish tanks, like change the water.
Yep.
You got to get a little bit.
It's very slow. So much stuff on it.
Well, it's from... That's a UK site. Every time we try and go to the UK.
Every time we go out of the country.
There was just still shots of it, too.
Yeah.
But the video.
It's terribly gross.
So the doctor punctured the passenger's bladder, improvised a makeshift catheter, including a syringe from the plane's first aid kit, a plastic straw from a milk carton, and some tape. They discovered, though, the syringe needle was too thin, so he siphoned out the urine using his own mouth, sucking out most of the fluid over half an hour. Took him half an hour to get all the fluid out of this old guy.
Oh, look. God. Oh, there he's doing it.
Oh, God.
He was doing it.
He did it. He just sucked and spit it.
Yep.
Jesus,
spit
dude.
It.
But you know what's, crazy?
Right
all you would have to do, the poor bastard.
I know, right?
All you'd have to do is get him higher than you.
And would flow out your
It would just
kick.
Flow out.
The gravity do the work.
Yeah.
It's a hydrodynamic
Maybe you
principle.
Should travel with a catheter.
I don't know
why.
That doctor's a hero.
So we have a doctor from Boston with us here. Patrick, have you ever had to suck pee out of an old guy?
No, I have
strange
not.
Question. That's a strange question.
I know it's a strange question, but this doctor did it. So what's the deal with this? Like, should he have had a catheter with them? What's going on?
Yeah, he should have. So these kind of people, it can be something that develops in the short term, but normally it's a long-term problem where someone has issues with the musculature down there or prostate, things like that, and the pee just literally cannot come out unless you drain it out with a tube.
Oh.
So in a hospital, you'd have ways to do it, but on a plane...
Yeah. Yes. And to make it worse, some of these people are so bad that they have to have a tube permanently installed in their waist to drain out the pee.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever want a pee tube.
You never know, dude.
I know. I just don't.
But I can send you the right people if you want to try it out.
No, I'm good. I'm all set. Thank you. I hope I never have to do it.
Yeah.
Is what man. I'm saying. But okay, let me ask you this. Honestly, Patrick, you're on a plane. You're the only doctor on there.
Yeah.
And it's live or die. You're going to suck an old guy's liter of pee for half an hour. Do you do it?
I'd see if there's a handy nurse on the plane.
I mean, it don't really matter.
So in reality, I'd find some other way around it.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't allow it to get my mouth.
Right.
So what could this doctor have done something else? Like, was this, because it sounds very odd to us, but we thought maybe that was his only option.
So, no, not really. Putting the pee, sucking it out is kind of weird, but... Yeah, you know, I don't know what the deal is with that, but generally, you should be able to just get it to drain on its own.
Yeah, I mean,
he is a Chinese. I do this all the time. Yeah, like it's different. However, they're doing it over there.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, he could have been a weird guy too. So.
Yeah, I'm almost
weird.
Right? You guys, stop.
Enough too. He had to go the full 30 minutes.
Well, it has said there was a liter of pee in there.
But I mean, even if you take like a half liter out, isn't he still? Is he?
Yeah. Like, do you know how fast I could suck up a liter of like say Coca-Cola right now? Like I could just. I'm done, and like a full liter, like a liter's nothing.
Yeah, 1 liter.
Hmm. Someone said a siphon won't create enough suction to pull a liquid through a fine-gauge needle, so he had to suck it.
Oh.
And that's what the doctor is saying. Like, the needle was too thin, so he had to siphon out the urine using his mouth.
I just feel like they'd be like, is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor on board? And I'm like, I'm Dr. Greenbean. What seems to be the problem?
This man's full of pee.
I am a doctor of philosophy.
No, but we need you to suck his pee out of it.
I'm a doctor of philosophy. All I can do is tell you that, you know, philosophical type pee.
Yeah.
I was lying.
So they say, the doctor said, listen, it was an emergency situation. I couldn't figure out another way. When I saw the man could hardly bear the pain anymore, my only thought was, we need to get the urine out of his bladder now.
Jesus.
So the passenger laid down after the half hour of pee sucking. He laid down for another half hour to recover, and he was examined by the doctor upon landing. Mm. The doctor said he'd do it all over again if he had to.
So he jammed a needle in his side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he punctured the bladder, improvised a makeshift catheter using a plastic tube from a portable oxygen cylinder, a syringe from the plane's first aid kit, and a plastic straw from a milk carton with some tape. The syringe needle was too thin, so he then realized he had to siphon out the urine using his mouth, sucking out the fluid over half an hour and spitting it into an empty container.
So he had to really work. He had to he had to like...
it was like a milkshake.
Yeah, when you get those super thick milkshakes and a small straw.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah.
But you're not going to give up.
Yeah.
Not on a milkshake.
I see it working its way up.
Yeah.
On some hot old man pee, I'd give up. But not on a milkshake.
Oh, you finally get it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Hey, listen, let's hope he's not a pervert. Let's hope he's just an amazing doctor.
No, I don't think he's
a pervert. Who saved that man's life.
He is. He's just an amazing doctor. I would not be that amazing of a doctor.
No. Kudos to this guy.
That's for sure.
Kudos to him.
As bad a doctor as
honestly, I mean, I know it sucks. I know it really sucks.
But
there'd be a lot of people. I'm just saying, there'd be a lot of people that choose to let an old man go over drink that. Their old man pee.
Oh, 100%. I'd be like, let him die. Let him die in horrible agony. I'm not sucking his pee out of him.
Exactly.
Let him, he's going to die on this plane. All you guys are prepared to pull blanket out of him or something, because you know what I'm not doing? Sucking the old man's pee out of him.
I think it's a incredibly lucky they found the doctor that knew what to do.
That was on the plane.
And that was willing to go that far.
Yeah.
They couldn't land.
Because I'd be just like, well, we'll get you. I know it's...
I'd be like, well, I'll tell you how to do it. You suck the pee out of him, but I'm not doing it.
You just act like you don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Couldn't save him.
I'm 100%. I'd be like, I know how to do it. I know how to save him.
Yeah.
But, you know, the guy's 80 years old. His prostate's the size of a pear. I just...
Yeah.
You got to suck that pee out of him.
Why couldn't the old man suck it out? Yeah, like I said,
he was going into shock.
Oh.
He was sweating and
better
weak
get to sucking.
He, you know.
Yeah, I'd just be like,
you. So what I would do, I'd try to figure out a way to make like a
pump or something.
Like a suction.
Well, you can't. You're in the air. You're not MacGruber. What the hell are you going to do?
I'm MacGrubering it, or we're in a big trouble.
I'm doing all the MacGyvery tricks I can before I suck a whole.
I'm like, is there a goddamn baby on this plane? Is there a goddamn baby on this plane? There is. You got one of them nasal suckers?
Yeah.
Who's got a nasal sucker?
Yeah, one of those booger things.
Yep.
That wouldn't be enough pressure.
No.
And he dies that day.
Yeah.
Then he dies that day.
He'd be like,
day.
This old man is just full of piss.
Well, thank God for that guy. You guys weren't his doctor on the plane. You're going to drink his piss?
If it means a life or death, if it meant that I couldn't just watch a man die in front of me, if I've made a pledge to... I would throw up all over him many times. I'd call him names, but I'd do it.
That's first when that brown...
Oh, stop it.
Liquid
stop it,
reaches
Chuck.
Your
dude,
tongue.
It's the so death shake. Smell.
Yeah, and it's like, it's thick old man pee.
Okay,
man,
it's been in there for a long
just
time.
Just fermented, it's piss wine.
Yep, I bet it's filtered, not the best.
It's like a bourbon piss.
Yep.
Someone said, like a porter. I don't do that. God bless.
Yeah, I would. I'd be like, this old man's going to die in front of all of us.
Yeah.
Unless somebody that's not me can get up here and suck this pee right out of him.
It's coming out like warm Guinness.
Oh, God. Mm. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Avid listener from Windsor, Ontario, sent this next article to us. Happened this week in Toronto. Basically, the 911 operator said, "We don't do that. God bless." Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this woman is just out of touch or just incredibly dumb. But she's going to be late for her train, so she calls 911 to see if the cops will escort her there.
Oh.
Here's the 911 call. Take a listen.
911, do you need police, fire, ambulance?
This is in terms of an officer. I'm supposed to have a trip to Union Station. The ride that was supposed to show up for me this morning did not. And I don't know how you guys work with services in terms of that, because I'm in a taxi right now, but it's not going to get me the station on time for my train to board at 9:45.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're in a taxi cab and you think you're going to be late for your train ride at Union Station?
Yeah.
And so what would you like an officer to do?
Do you guys offer emergency ride services or not?
An emergency ride service?
No, I don't know how you guys operate with...
Well, I can assure you we don't do that.
My apologies.
Okay, so you can call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay? You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
She was a super mean bitch to her, too, though. Like, you're dealing with someone totally dumb.
Right, that's the stupidest lady ever.
Yeah, you're dealing with someone dumb.
But you're supposed to be nice to the dumb?
Yeah, you are.
Everyone knows you can't call the cops to get a ride to the train station.
The dumb don't even understand you're being mean to them.
No,
she knew. She knew. She could feel it.
Yeah,
that's why the chick changed her tune. She felt real bad. She probably apologized.
I'm sorry.
Times.
I can't feel sorry for the dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world knows. My kids are, in their teens, and they know you can't call the cops to get a ride to a train station.
I don't feel sorry for them, but I just know that yelling's not going to do any good.
All of a sudden, you guys are nice to people.
No, I just expected a Canadian official to have a little bit more.
Well, she got nice at the end there,
yeah,
you
that's
heard.
Too
right?
late. Little
she
late.
Did.
Little too late.
Call a cab or get in the cab and go to your appointment. Okay? You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Mm. See, you're welcome. Bye. She ended nicely.
Jeez.
What'd they do to this person?
Nothing.
Mischief?
Nothing. No charges were laid.
She got a mischief charge,
didn't
she?
Oh, I bet. But they thought about it.
No, mischief. It says right here, mischief charges are possible if someone misuses 911 intentionally. They say this woman did not use 911, misuse it intentionally.
Right. She's
so no
just
charges
dumb.
Were laid.
You can't be, I guess they won't charge you if you're dumb sometimes.
Yeah. Mm.
That same morning, someone called the same 911 to complain that their debit card was stuck in an ATM.
What's happening to these people there?
It's crazy. We're too dumb for 911.
We're too dumb for 911. They've had 90,000 misused 911 calls so far this year.
Oh. So maybe that's why that lady was pissed.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
You know?
Call after call about
this month alone.
My debit card.
This month alone, they've had 10,000.
Tim Horton's line is long.
Canadian 911.
Canadian 911.
You're going to get messy if you keep calling here.
I'm out of syrup.
We'll send officers right away.
You know what I mean? Like, what else is going on?
Canadian 911.
Yeah. We're out of syrup.
Where's the closest curling rink?
Yeah, I'm sure they get different kinds of questions.
Can you send an officer to play hockey with us?
Yeah. We need someone to play goal. We need a goalie. Send an officer to be our goalie.
How many calls do they get, though? Oh, no, all joking aside, from the lineup of Tim Hortons, from the drive-thru.
Oh,
I'm sure it happens.
It's one of the probably one of the most dangerous areas in Canada is the line to Tim Hortons. So much chance for someone to get in a verbal altercation with someone.
The most aggressive.
Well, yeah, I mean they wouldn't do too much, but they might like.
Yeah. Go ahead, eh?
I'm calling the police. You're crazy.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I didn't mean anything by that, eh? Just I saw that the car in front of you, eh, was moved ahead.
Calm down, fella. Well,
I assure you, I'm as calm as can be.
Oh, you're getting a mischief charge, all right. You're violent.
I knew it.
Most violent man I've ever seen.
I was. You're right.
Sorry.
Can we be friends?
Quickly here on the Dave and Chuck lines, a quick question for you. What's the most embarrassing social situation you're in? What is the most embarrassing social situation you encounter? We know what Americans say the top 10 are. Let's see if yours makes the list. 1-855-954-6969. Most embarrassing social situation you encounter. So no real shock here. Public speaking comes in, but it's actually at the bottom of the list. It's number 10 on the list. People say it's very embarrassing. I don't know if maybe the word embarrassing makes it fall down the list, because to me it's like anxiety producing.
It's not embarrassing nervous. To do it. It's just the anxiety of it.
Yeah.
Farting in public made the list.
I don't like it, but
37% of Americans say it's the most embarrassing social situation we encounter. I assume accidental farting then, because people who do it and are proud of it, they don't get embarrassed by it.
Yeah, not everyone's affected by it.
No, but those that do it.
If I cut a giant loud fart, like as loud as I can make them, which is so loud.
Unintentionally?
By mistake.
Right.
In front of a bunch of people, it would be mortifying. It'd be mortifying.
That would suck.
I'd have to try and own it instantly.
You know, here's something super crazy. I worked with you, Chuck, like we're going on 2 decades together. Yeah. As insane as that is, I've never heard you fart.
No, because I don't fart in front of people.
Yeah.
But not even accidentally.
No, I have a butthole that is the Arnold.
Yeah, we started the show off talking about how strong it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
He has the Mr. Universe of bungholes.
Exactly. Yeah. No,
you should see him flex it.
It's one of those weird things. I really think that farting in front of other people is one of the grossest things that you can do.
Yeah. But some people, a lot of people, don't share that.
No, they think it's hilarious.
And it's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Every time we talk about it, people are like, what's wrong with you guys?
If you're with like the right group of dudes...
I don't like those dudes, though.
I know.
Not those guys.
Like, when I was growing up, like, I had a buddy that was, like, thought it was hilarious. I'm like, dude!
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, we're not going to be friends anymore. You do it again! Don't!
Took it real serious.
Fart! In a car with me!
Yeah. It's tough.
I accidentally farted in front of Jason the other day.
Just recently. Is that the first time it's happened?
It's the first time.
Jason just wait. Yes, he did.
I was so embarrassed.
Oh, Jason, God. What happened, Jason?
I was just sitting there doing my editing.
Oh, no.
I didn't hear it. I think he said something like, I'm sorry. I just farted and I was like, dude, come on.
Like, well, you guys are
really upset, too.
Was it stinky? So.
I didn't smell it. He said it might. So, like, he gave me a fair warning. I didn't run out. I just covered my
stinky?
Nose.
Was it stinky?
I still remember Lisa went to walk in there one time.
And I was like, no, I farted.
And she's like,
so tell me to get some Chuck spray first.
Yep.
Yeah, that's an awkward moment. At least you were, courteous about it. You gave him a heads up.
Yeah, I was so embarrassed. I was just like, a little squeaker snuck out. I was like, Jason, I'm incredibly sorry about this, but I just farted.
It wasn't on purpose. Incredibly sorry.
So it might smell.
It's incredible.
And he gave me a look of death. He wanted to murder me.
He was like, oh, man, really?
He was very polite about it.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'm so sorry. I was so apologetic about it.
Accidents happen, James, so that was nice. Man. That's why you dealt with it. Mm. Farmer Dan is with us on the Dave and Chuck Lines. Good morning, Dan. We're talking about most embarrassing social situations.
Ripcord. All right, so my most embarrassing one, it happens to me all the time because my in-laws are very inconsiderate. They decide to barge in my house on a Saturday morning. I'm sitting there enjoying myself in my underwear, and my mother-in-law's just like, how are you doing?
Yeah, and you're just in your underwear?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
That's why you got to give them. We had to implement that rule for Amber's dad that he had to call us before he came over.
Yeah.
Because he was very similar. He didn't see an issue with it. He would just come in and it was much worse than just in the underwear. He almost saw something real bad.
Oh, yeah.
So we then put that rule in place. No, stop it.
Real bad.
Honestly.
Super bad.
Just give your give the people in your life a heads up that they should call before they come over. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes. Tell everybody I'm related to it. No, I'm like, don't you ever come over. You better never come over.
How many of you just love to just show up at your place, just like knock on the door?
Lisa!
You're in a robe. You got a robe.
He's so funny.
I'm like, Lisa, he just covered himself up in the studio just thinking about
what
it.
What are you doing? So why are you here?
This is my home, you know? Are you confused and lost?
Stay out of here. I got to put a bunch of stuff away if you're coming in.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Wait about 15, 20 minutes. You're going to be out here about 35 minutes. I'll get you some feet warmers.
You do the classic move where you go out into the hallway.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, we'll have a little meeting out here.
I know it seems like Bonnaroo's going on in there. And you might hear Bunsen burners and things.
Yeah. That'd be so funny. Just your reaction, then I would leave.
Yeah.
She wouldn't want to come in just to see how you reacted.
You're like, tell me what you saw. I don't remember.
37-year-old guy said he still gets embarrassed when he has to buy condoms. He said it gives me crazy anxiety.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. I get it.
Some people don't have that at all, and they don't understand it, but other people definitely do. Someone said, when I'm eating and food falls out of my mouth, and people have seen it, that's their most embarrassing social situation.
Yeah.
What about Devin? Devin, what is it for you?
I was going to say getting a stiffy in public is probably up there for me.
Are you a younger man?
20.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So that's an issue.
So. Yeah, it goes away.
Yeah.
Fear goes away.
Yeah, give it 10 years. You won't have to worry about that too much anymore.
Fear just drops dead.
Wake up!
Oh, my God. If I got one out of nowhere right now, I'd be, like, telling you guys.
Danny.
Man, it's like I'm 20.
Oh, Lord.
Look at it, Lisa. Look.
Okay.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, exactly.
Can you believe it?
That's what you call HR.
Can you believe it?
Danny's in Boston. Hi, Danny.
Wow.
Just a rando.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I didn't even touch it.
Prepare to peg.
We're bounced to the north. They ride 35 ships, sir.
Do we see any horse?
I see 14 heavy horse. That's due west.
All right.
I think we should prepare to peg.
All right. Prepare to peg. Prepare to peg.
Ready? Peg!
Peg!
Now, peg!
It gets longer and longer every time.
Every time. I know. Yeah. I love it. Routine.
Danny, go ahead.
Thank you, Danny.
So I had just come back from a bachelor party all weekend in New Hampshire, and I was interviewing for a job.
Okay.
And at this job, there was only one bathroom stall. So I had to go number two, and the bathroom stall was occupied, and it was like, you know, prairie dog, and it was like very, very close to coming out. So the only thing that was open was the urinal, and I had been at a bachelor party, so there had been a lot of booze
involved.
You
pooped in a urinal?
You pooped in a urinal, you animal? You did it.
Oh, of course that's an embarrassing social. You created that for yourself.
It's coming out. It's coming out.
We always wonder the origins of those.
And then the worst part was I, like, went back into the job interview, and the interviewee went to the bathroom right after.
Oh, no. That's, well, that's
terrible. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you don't get the job. And I punch you in the face.
Oh, I got the job.
Oh wow. There you go.
Yeah. Must have been a real shady place.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Danny. Yeah. Have a good day.
This one, I was at a very quiet dinner party. Had to poop. The bathroom was right beside the kitchen. Their upstairs one was being renovated. I had massive bowel farts. It was absolutely horrible. I go back to the table and all the people instantly stop talking.
Oh,
those are bastards. Yeah. Like, if that happened at my place, someone was over, I'd be like, hey, everybody, how about we sing a song?
No.
That's what you need, loud music at a dinner party.
Yes. I would have put my own music on the phone. I would have turned on the faucet. I would have started your shower. I mean, I would have made...
You have a muffle technique.
The silencer. I would definitely build a silencer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
If I knew that it was gassy.
It's got to really spread your cheeks.
If you don't put a silencer on there, you could end up with a high-pitched squeal.
Chuck.
It's true. It's the truth.
This person's texted and say,
45 seconds in this bathroom.
Oh, my God.
One time, trying to be careful. It was 45 seconds long.
It's like air coming out of a tire.
It was like... but so just constant. 45 seconds of constant...
That's a long time.
Charlie. I couldn't believe how long it was. But I didn't want to, like, I knew if I just let it all hang out, that, like, Lisa would have heard it in the next room over.
Yes.
Just a tiny bit of the dial is turned.
You do have an incredible butthole.
I do. I can regulate it.
Oh, what a compliment.
That's so sweet.
You do.
Well, that's like to have such control. It's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
I want to get a Hallmark card that says that.
You do have an incredible butthole.
The last time.
It could be used in so many ways.
Hi, I'm looking for your incredible butthole section.
Hey, we have a whole wall of them here. Oh,
wow. You joke. In 10 years, Hallmark will have that section.
They
want to survive.
Yeah, they will. Butts are big.
Yep.
Big
Kurt. A few more quick calls here. Most embarrassing social situation, Kurt.
Hey, so I just got married about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So before the wedding, I called up my mom and said, hey, can I, you know, she works at a bank. I'm like, hey, can I sit down with your investment banker, get my money right? So I go visit her at work and I'm talking to one of her investment bankers and literally we're just talking and I let out the biggest fart ever.
It just slipped out of you?
Wow.
Oh, it just slipped out. And the funny thing is she handled it very well. She acted like nothing happened. Yeah, but then, like, 5 seconds later, we just looked at each other, and I'm like, yeah, that just happened.
Yeah. And That's bold to acknowledge it.
It's the elephant in the room.
Got to let it slide.
It really is a big old elephant.
Ignore that.
Squeaky, stinky elephant.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't ignore it. I mean.
No, you can't acknowledge it.
All of these are fart situations.
Yeah, well, farts are bad.
That's it. That's all anyone's calling about.
Yeah, people have forgotten anything else that could ever happen.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All that happens is farts.
Other things that made the list, your significant other having a temper tantrum in public.
Yeah.
That's a problem for 34% of Americans.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's quite embarrassing.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you've ever been involved in something like that.
I haven't, really.
You know, someone's losing their crap.
I guess. Mm. Tripping in public. Man, we've all been there.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing for a lot of people. It is embarrassing.
I fell when I was being a real bitch about stuff that night, and I fell in front of
my friends.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
They shut you up.
I stood up and I just go, figures.
Falling asleep in public made the list of embarrassing social situations. Forgetting someone's name. And the top two are, number two is saying something stupid in front of your boss. And the number one is coughing in a quiet place. 52% of Americans say that's the most embarrassing social situation they encounter.
Oh, I don't care about coughing. You know, you got to cough, you got to cough.
Yeah,
but,
people cough.
But I don't know if I've ever fallen asleep in a public place.
I can't.
I just at work when I took those pills.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious. That was hilarious.
When I took those Mexican Sudafed and fell asleep on the air in a chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
Took pictures.
Mexican Sudafed.
It had to be documented. Luckily, it was on a flip phone.
Gone.
I bet it's still on that flip phone if I could only find it.
Yeah, you won't have the adapters or whatever
one of those
it is.
Thing,
you never get it back.
Thank God.
Run on.
Thank God.
Raisins.
No one needs to see that. Me sound asleep. It's powered by raisins.
You didn't need to see that.
No. Me with my arm stuck in the desk is still out there. That's enough. I don't need any more horrible, embarrassing radio pictures.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.